Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
FebFit's happening at the moment. Magic931.com.au. I have an update for you. You are number 5 on the leaderboard.
Oh, boom. I was 3rd last night.
You were number 6 yesterday.
So I'm creeping up.
You got just, to 3rd.
I worked out that there's a cap on the website. I won't say how high it is.
Oh.
But I'm making a challenge one day to hit that step cap.
Of course you are. Look, we are in the midst of FebFit, and then Coles introduced Golden Gay Time popcorn to their repertoire. I'm reading about it now. I'm definitely going to have to go for a
walk to Coles later.
Yeah, burn it all off. It looks amazing. We're here to play a game, though. It is... Sort it out with the most gangster opener.
I can't help but bop my head to that. So good.
All right, so we got a list of 5 things each, and we have to sort them into order of earliest to latest or biggest to smallest, that kind of thing. I will go first with my little list here. I have a list of sporting courts. You got to sort the sporting courts by the official width of their marked surface.
Marked surface, okay.
The width. Not the length, the width.
The width, okay.
Sort the sporting courts. We have a volleyball court, a badminton doubles court.
Oh, doubles. Okay, yep.
That's a tennis doubles court.
Oh.
So the one with the train tracks in it.
Mm-hmm.
A squash doubles court.
Oh, squash.
Yeah. And an NBA basketball court. I need the widest to narrowest. So widest first.
Widest first would be the... Ooh. I'm going to go the NBA basketball court, volleyball court, then the badminton court, tennis court, squash court.
You got one.
Woohoo! Yes! At least that wasn't zero.
You got one. The NBA basketball court. You had that correct. That's 15 metres. 15.2. And then second would be the tennis doubles court.
Ooh.
10.97. Why do they make it so hard? 10.97. Oh, that's because it's 36 feet. That's why. Volleyball court is 30 feet, 9.1 metres. Squash doubles is 25 feet, which is 7.62. And then a badminton doubles court is 20 feet.
I thought badminton would be bigger. I've seen those rooms at the Barmer Rec Centre that used to be badminton courts, but they're now the physio.
Oh, yeah?
Those rooms were badminton courts, and they're pretty wide.
Yeah, 20 feet compared to a tennis doubles court, 36 feet. That's a big difference.
Definitely.
It's almost double. Weird. Anyway.
All right, my turn.
1 out of 5.
Okay. It's going to be tough to beat, Scudder. You got your game face on.
I'm going
to
get 0 here. Will you watch?
Sort these Swiss inventions by when they were created, earliest to latest.
Swiss?
Everyone's favourite. Chocky milk.
It's got to be chocolate, yeah.
The World Wide Web.
Oh.
A font. It's called Helvetica.
Helvetica?
Yes, the one.
Yeah.
The cell phone, or as we call it in Australia, a mobile phone. And a Velcro.
Did they really invent all that stuff?
Apparently. The Swiss are really on it.
Really
smart. All right. From earliest to latest.
The web were, I reckon, that's cellophane, by the way. It's not a cell phone.
Oh, there we go. There's...
I just read it.
Oh, well, there you go. Cellophane.
Cellophane.
I knew they didn't invent the cell phone.
Did the Swiss really invent mobile phones? No, cellophane.
No.
I'm going to say the World Wide Web would be later, so that's I'm going to put that at number 5 straight away. I'm going to say I reckon the milk chocolate's probably number 1.
Ooh, milk chocolate number 1, okay.
And then I'm tossing up between cellophane and Velcro. I'm going to say milk chocolate, cellophane, Velcro. And then the Helvetica font, and then the World Wide Web last.
You definitely didn't score what I scored, Scudder.
Uh-oh.
You got 5 out of 5.
Oh! You're kidding.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Kidding.
Even if I did get one of the products wrong.